Simon Hill is on the line after we have decided our grand finalists in the A-League. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Matty. How are you?
Good, thank you. Excellent. Good calling on the weekend, mate. It was terrific. Incredible, isn't it? Sydney FC go through yet again. They could make it three straight. What a remarkable, remarkable club.
It is. It's extraordinary, to be honest. I think that's their, is it their fifth grand final in six seasons or something like that? It's a remarkable record of consistency and shows that they've found the right formula. In fact, they found it some years ago and they've stuck to it and it works. They had to hang on a little bit towards the end. Good comeback by Adelaide on Saturday night. Particularly the Sydney were without, you know, three of their key defenders, Andrew Redmayne, the goalkeeper, Ryan Grant, Ryan McGowan, all the way with the Socceroos. But again, they showed that they've got that mentality to see it through when things get tough. And yeah, deservedly in another grand final. It's a terrific achievement. And of course, if they win the grand final this coming weekend, they'll become the first team in history to win three consecutive grand finals. Has been done once before, it must be said, in terms of three successive championships in the days of the NSL with Sydney City. But that was in the days of first past the post. So there was no final system in those days. So yeah. This would be something pretty unique.
So it was 2-1 over Adelaide United. You were calling. Here were the goals.
And put another grand final within range. The stadium falls silent. It is Lafondra against Delianoff. Lafondra! You know the end results. It's Sydney 1, Adelaide United 0. It's another sausage roll, as he calls it, for Adam Lafondra. Here's Joel King pushing forward down the left for Sydney FC, and he's found beautifully. Volley's first time. It's two for Sydney FC. It is Bobo. And maybe even at this early stage, Sydney FC have 1 foot in the grand final.
And they went all the way. Good calling, mate. It was terrific. And great atmosphere as well, not to mention the fact that when you go to the city, I mean, you just call it there, the two stars stand up when it's needed. That's the kind of team that Sydney's been.
Yeah, and look, the acquisition or the repatriation, if you want to put it that way, of Lafondra and Bobo has been key for Sydney, because in the early part of the campaign, they were a little bit up and down. They were creating chances but weren't really taking them. And so the arrival of those two natural goal scorers has really taken them to another level, and they've now won six or seven straight. Their defence has always been solid. That's rarely been an issue. But they're starting to find goals at the other end because they've got two natural goal scorers. So, you know, they're going to the grand final next week as the form team, even though Melbourne City are going very well as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if they came away with the old golden toilet seat, as we called it, even though Melbourne City have won the premiership. It's going to be a fascinating duel between these two.
Do we know, Simon, where it's going to be played? Has that been locked in yet?
No. Obviously, that's a problem, because Melbourne City had to play their semi-final against Macarthur in Sydney, which caused a lot of consternation, rightly so in my opinion, for Melbourne City fans who weren't able to get the luxury of a home final, which they'd earned by finishing top of the regular season ladder. It's difficult for the APL that runs these events and the FFA. Sorry, the FA, I keep getting that wrong. Because they're dealing with a global pandemic. We all still are. And the issues in Victoria ultimately led them to bring the game to Sydney. Now, I hope that for the grand final, they will be able to play in Melbourne. I know the A-League Commissioner, Greg O'Rourke, has said that they will leave no stone unturned to try and get the game played in Melbourne, because City have earned it. It should be at Amy Park. But, you know, logistics throughout the pandemic are a bit different. And it may well be that we'll have it interstate in Sydney. I think that will be horrible and unfair on Melbourne City, because, as I say, they've earned that right. And to play it in Sydney would give Sydney FC a big advantage. And I think that will be unfortunate.
So Melbourne City defeated Macarthur 2-0. So what type of grand final do we see between these two teams?
Well, hopefully one of the best in recent memory. I mean, we saw the same two teams play off for the trophy last year, and it was a good game. It was a typical grand final. It was nip and tuck, and in the end, it took a goal from Ryan Grant late on to win it for Sydney FC. You'd like to think that with the attacking flair on show for both teams, it would be a little bit more open. But, you know, when there's so much at stake, that's not always the case. And of course, the problem for Melbourne City in particular, and I mentioned that Sydney have got some absentees through the Socceroo call-ups, Melbourne City are suffering even more in that regard. They've got three players out with the Socceroos: Jeremy McLaren, Curtis Good, Connor Metcalf, all of whom are regular starters for Paddy Kisnorbo's team. They've also got injury problems with Andrew Nabut and Craig Noone, who've got to be rated very doubtful for the grand final. Now, that's almost half a team, which is really unfortunate because they have been the best team this season. There's no doubt about that. The Premier, the table doesn't lie, and they won the Premiership comfortably, even though the final margin was only a point. You know, they did it with a couple of weeks to spare. So I hope they're not going to be too inconvenienced by that. But to be fair to them, they stood up really well against MacArthur, despite all those issues. And I think that what they're proving this season, and what they haven't been able to prove in seasons gone by, is that they've got that sort of mentality that Sydney FC have got. They don't give in. They react to adversity in the right way, whereas in seasons gone by, you know, they might have wilted and lost key matches. I don't think that will happen this time, but obviously they're coming up against the benchmark. Sydney FC have been in so many grand finals, they know how to win them. So it would take a brave person to, you know, put a lot of money on either one of them, I think.
Euro 2020 this morning, mate. Italy 1-0 over Wales, Switzerland 3-1 over Turkey. What have you made of the tournament thus far, and who's impressed you the most?
I think it's been a terrific tournament. Obviously, you know, the return of crowds, albeit in limited numbers in most venues, have been welcome. I think, you know, all sports fans, and particularly football in Europe, we've really missed having the fans inside the stadiums. Now, I saw some of the Hungary-France game at the weekend. They actually had a full stadium in Budapest, 60,000 people, and you just thought, wow. You know, it was like coming home, if you like. You know, fans making that racket that we know only football fans can make. And the noise when Attila Fiola put Hungary ahead was just phenomenal. So that's been a big plus. The teams that have impressed me, I have to say, Italy have been terrific. They've not been talked about too much in the build-up to this tournament because they're a young, up-and-coming team. Roberto Mancini has completely rebuilt the side that didn't qualify for the World Cup in Russia 2018. They've won all three games, the latest of which against Wales. They've got the ability flair, but they can dig in as Italian teams know how to do. They weren't that brilliant against Wales this morning, but they got the job done. And they're now 30 games unbeaten, which equals their all-time record. And yet still, everybody's talking about France, Belgium, maybe one or two others as being potential winners. I think that the deeper they go into this tournament, the more chance they've got of winning it. Obviously, of the others, Belgium, very, very good. The Netherlands have been a pleasant surprise. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but they've been good. I still think France, in terms of, you know, pure quality, the depth of the squad, I still think they're the favourite. The smoky really is Germany, because everybody thought that they were possibly on the way out after they lost that opening game to France. But they came back and smashed the reigning champions, Portugal, 4-2. So never write off the Germans at a major tournament.
Exactly. So they're second in Group F, France leading the way there, and then Germany second, then Portugal and Hungary in that group as well. Good on you, mate. Great to catch up. Have yourself a good week. We'll be tuning into the Global Game tomorrow night from 7 to 9 here on 1170 SEN.
Big grand final preview tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. Have a good week, Matthew.
Thanks, Simon. Simon Hill there. Yeah, tune in tomorrow. The Global Game, full A-League grand final preview. 0457 736 736 is our text line.